I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC original podcast.
Everyone says that they believe in love at first sight, but I believe that it was like love at first listen when I heard her on Love Me.
Hey, it's Lou. It's been so long. We're happy to let you know we're working on season 3, which will be launching this fall. In the meantime, we have a little update on a story we featured on the show last season.
I wish we were shoelaces so we could be naughty together. Got one. Hey, are you a bank loan because you've got my interest?
Oh.
Is your name Wi-Fi because I'm feeling a connection?
That's Tracy, a young woman who was searching for love through wordplay.
Maybe find romantic interests who might tolerate me for more than 5 minutes.
Has it ever worked in terms of picking someone up?
Not really.
But that was last summer.
The first email I sent to Tracy opened up with, "Do you work at Starbucks? Because I like you a latte."
After hearing the show, fellow punster Arlie wrote to us on Twitter asking if we could put her in touch with Tracy.
And then she replied, "Maybe I should work at Starbucks because you make me want to espresso my feelings."
The two started texting each other daily, and in December, Arlie hopped a train from Ontario to meet Tracy in Montreal.
I'd say it's very sweet that she came all the way to visit me.
I just want to make her laugh, even with my awful, awful puns.
We were pretty psyched to have our first real Love Me love story.
We did have omelets this morning. I was pretty ecstatic about that.
You crack me up, Tracy.
I left you scrambled.
But recently, we got word from Arlie that after a few months of dating from separate provinces, Tracy and Arlie broke up. Why did love vanish without a trace? Did it end to Arlie? Long-distance punning is hard. They're still friends, though. That's something kind of great, right? If you want to hear my original interview with Tracy, check out the episode from season 2, I'm On Your Scent. And we'll be back with new episodes on love this fall. And we want your stories. We're wondering, what is the strangest or saddest or funniest or darkest, most personal thing you've ever typed into Google? Have you ever Googled things like, how do I know if I don't love my partner anymore? Or how many years do I have left? Write us at loveme@cbc.ca with your examples. If you're looking for another podcast with a lot of heart, we think you might like Personal Best. Hosts Andrew and Rob try to solve people's little problems through often extreme and unusual methods. Like in this episode,
would you feel comfortable dressing up in a cow costume, covering yourself in slime, and allowing your aunt to pull you from an artificial cow womb?
I will do it for my aunt.
So with Jess on board, we transform our hotel using dollar store supplies Rob brought along. And Jess begins her transformation.
She's showering in a cow costume?
You know, I actually wore this exact cow costume in grade 7 for Halloween, so I'm feeling a bit nostalgic.
Meanwhile, I supply Cheryl with a fact sheet that has everything she needs to know about birthing a calf, as well as some shoulder-length latex gloves. I walk her down the hall to my room where Rob is waiting for her. He's wearing a painter's suit for some reason.
I thought it made me look medical.
Well, the veterinarian did not show up, and we just need someone to deliver this cow. And I know that you have experience.
Okay.
Cheryl enters the simulation.
I'm in a washroom, and there's a live thing in the bathtub.
That thing in the bathtub is Jess in the fetal position, soaking wet.
It could be a cow.
Okay.
Looks like a cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rob has removed the shower curtain and replaced it with a see-through plastic drop cloth that has been cut down the middle. Everything else is dark except for some LED lights. It looks like a spaceship undergoing renovations. And what you're hearing are in utero cow sounds Jess edited together. They're playing from a shower radio. Rob informs Cheryl that the mother cow has been like this for 2 hours.
We have to take action because it's been, you know, after 30 minutes, we have to keep going, right? Okay. We have to go.
That's correct. You know, she's only had this sheet for a little bit, but she's memorized all the facts from Andrew's handout.
Yes, it's happening.
Okay.
Oh, water sac. Okay.
Should we puncture this water sac, or what should we do?
We have to allow it to rupture naturally.
That's also correct.
I should mention that the water sac is just a latex glove filled like a water balloon.
Now I've got to look for the actual cow's foot. No, it's upward. It's a breech cow. We actually need to reposition the calf.
Cheryl reaches inside and lovingly flips Jess around in the tub into a proper birthing position.
So we're doing good.
I have some twine that I can wrap around its leg.
No, twine. Can't use twine.
That's right. Twine can injure the calf.
Yeah, it could injure the cow. I'll just do it myself, okay?
Cheryl's fully in charge of this situation. Celebrity vet Dr. Pohl would be very proud.
All right, pull.
Cheryl reaches in and carefully takes her damp niece through the plastic out of the tub. This prompts me to double check that I didn't forget to put out the Do Not Disturb sign on our door.
That was a clip from the CBC podcast Personal Best. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be CBCing you next time.
We're not very good at InSync.
That's so lame.
Yeah, we're not a 90s boy band.
For more CBC Original Podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.